This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm going to Erev Yom Tov. Okay, we have a very interesting topic. The last couple of blah, we've been doing the sugya of the Shaila of Yishmael, Ish Kfar Yama, V'amrila Ish Kfar Diyama, whether Gidulim or Mavatal Iker. But in the course of the conversation, the Gemara says that maybe Nedarim, we don't say Bittel because Nedarim is considered Dvarm Sheish L'Matirim. Why? The Gemara said on Nuntes Amud Aleph, Shani Koinamais, Hoyl V'Ibai Mitchell Alayo. You could have been Matir Neder. So Havlu Kedavar Sheish L'Matirim. V'Ein Bato Barayv. So Gemara asks, but V'Harei Truma D'Ibai Mitchell Alayo. U'Batli Barayv. Truma, we do say Bittel Barav. Says Gemara, Amri b'truma b'yad koyin askinan. We're talking about truma in the hands of the koyin, d'loy motzi mitchalala, that you're not able to be mater neder. That you're not able to be mater neder. So, the question is, why not? Just because it's b'yad koyin, why are you not able to be mater neder? So let's examine this topic, right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. Amri b'truma b'yad koyin askina d'loy motzi mitchalala. The Ran says, look where my cursor is, b'truma b'yad koyin d'kivan d'zacha b'koyin. Once the koyin is zoychane, shuvein yachal l'shalalei. You can't be matter anymore. Why not? Why not? Just because the koyin is zoychane, why can't you be matter? Doesn't the way how Taras Nedarim work is, you're right, I said it should be truma, but if I would have known X, Y, and Z, I never would have said it. So it's true the coin is holding it, but why don't I show that what I did from the origin was betos, was an error, was erroneous? So why does it matter that it's already biyad koyin? The rush, oh, this is a nice big rush. Check this out. Okay. The rush says like this. Since it left the domain of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael was mekayim, the mitzvah of giving, since it left the rishus of the Yisrael, and you're mekayim, the mitzvah of giving, you cannot uproot the shame truma from it by being mater neder. Why? You were already yoytze the mitzvah of nesina. Again, he doesn't explain. So what did I give it to the kohen? Then the rush brings from Rabbi Lezer de Mitz, the harav Rabbi Lezer de Mimitz. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, Piresh, deloy motzi lemishtal ala, you can't be mater it. Shahari loikara ala hu shame truma. Because the Kayin wasn't the one who called the Truma. In other words, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz learns that what the Gemara means is not that the one who made a Truma can't be Materit, the Kayin can't be Materit, because he wasn't the one who made a Truma. Says the Rosh, Mashma da Akayin Kayin, it's going on the Kayin can't be Materit. Aval Yisrael, the Yisrael, Shehifrisha, the Yisrael who was Mafreshit, Matzi Mitchalala, he could be Materit. That's very interesting. The Yisrael could be Materit. Aye, so then why is it Dover Shein Lo Matir, Sheyesh Lo Matirin? The Yisrael could be Materit. V'tzarach Lomer L'Perushai, D'yaf Agav D'yochal HaYisrael L'Achzir L'Chulen. Even though the Yisrael could bring it back to Chulen, Havalei Dover Shein Lo Matirin, it's considered Dover Shein Lo Matirin. Why? D'loy Shchiach Klal Sheyishal Alei. It's not likely he'll be Materit. Once he gives it, why would he want to be materit? He already fulfilled his obligation with it. Why would he want to be materit? Aval kol zman she biyad Yisrael, but so long as it's in the hand of Yisrael, then it's likely for him to be materit because he might not have food to eat, so he might want to retract on the truma. In other words, the way Rabbi Lezer de Mitz learns the sugya is, it's not that truma is davar she'ein loy matirin. It's once you give it to the kohen can't be matirit, and the Yisrael likely will not be matirit. But we're going to be working with the Rush, his own opinion, and the Ran, that for some reason, once you hand the truma to the kohen, there are no backsies. And actually, the Rashba learns out something interesting, halacha l'maisa, from here. What if I'm makdish something, I make something hektish, and then I want to retract? Could I be mater neder once it reaches the hands of the gizbar? Or is this analogous to truma, that once I give it to the kohen, I can't be mater it? So says the Rashba, v'loy oid, ela, da al karchach, makdish zeh, b'shehikdish me'achshav, al das rabim hi. Not only that, but this makdish, when he's makdish it now, al das rabim, he's doing it with the das of the tzibor, v'inami shahoitzi nechasim itachas yado, he must run legizbar, and if he spends nechasim and he gives it to the gizbar, the Mayati Efshalay Lishal Al Hektesha, he can no longer be materet. The Lavhachi Afilu Bari Nami Shekdish Ramal Plan Bial Naman Migudi by Mitchell. The Rajva says that once you give Hektish, you cannot be materet. Why? Says the Rajva, Masha Amarnu. That which I said, this is the Rajva in Baba Basra. The Kol Shamasar Biyad Gizbar Shuva Inu Yachal Lishal Alav. Hachin muchach bin adarim perkanoidim and amavusha. It's muchach in mesach din adarim, the amrina and hasam. Din adarim kruyan davar sheshel matirin. The Gemara there says, nadarim is called davar sheshel matirin. Va'afilu be'elef loy batal. Va'akshin and hasam mitruma, shabbat la b'meya. Va'afal pisha evshel loy lishalala, uparkinan betruma biad koyin, kaloymer, da'achar shabbat liad koyin, shaveni yachalishala. The Rajba feels that hektish is analogous to truma. That just like truma, you can't be mater once you give it to the kohen. Hektish, you can't be mashil once you give it to the gizbar. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Not like the Rabbi Lezer demits that the Yisrael could be materet by truma or hektish, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Tzedakah that if you're menader tzedakah, you can't retract unless you're mater neder, but once you give it, there are no backsies. In other words, let's say you say to a shul, I want to be menader the arayin. So you can't retract. You could be mater neder, but once you give the money, you can't anymore. That's the halacha. Hanoider tztok eni yachal achzer boy. Elam came nishal l'chacham, unless you're mater neder, v'heter lai, v'im higil yad agabe eni yachal hashala. Fine. But we haven't really explained why not. Shouldn't you be able to be mater neder even if your gift has reached the hand of the recipient? Because the way it works is it was betalus, it was erroneous. You didn't realize, you know, if you would have known that this tzedakah wasn't what it was cut out to be, you wouldn't have said it in the first place. You know, you thought, let's say, you thought this was very worthy, and you realize, in other words, you have a legitimate Pesach. Why can't you retract once it reaches the recipient? That's the Shaila. So we're going to explore a few possibilities this morning. Yeah, I thought maybe I would tie it into Hanukkah, but I guess once you give the kid the gift, you can, there are no backsies, you know. But if you didn't give it yet, maybe you can be mater neder. No, I don't know. Anyway, Rak Hakoshali ala Rajba. This is Shaus Achuvas Beis Halevi Simen Chav Zayin. Rak Hakoshali ala Rajba, the Hachazinon, the Truma, Koidem Shigil Yad Koin Mahanile Shela. Hare, the Isuroi Shel Truma, Nifka Shaper al Yede Shela. But Uvahagi al Yad Koin Loi Mahanile Shela. Vahavadai, the Isuroi Shel Truma, Lenis Chaze Klal, Vimashigil Yad Koin. Says the Beis Halevi, it's not like the Isser of Truma becomes stronger once it reaches the hands of the Kohen. The Ma'akev HaShela, that being Mater Neder should be Ma'akev. In other words, the Beis Halevi is bothered. Why can't I be Mater Neder after it already reached the Gizbar? He says, you know why? Once I gave the Kohen Truma, and if I'm Mater Neder, it's going to be Tevel, then I'm going to remove the zechus of the kohen. I can only undo status. I cannot undo a right that somebody acquired. So I could undo its status of truma and make it tevel again. But once someone was koine it, hataras nedarim doesn't undo the rights that the koyein acquired in it. The monetary rights cannot be undone through hataras nedarim. He says, that's how the Beis HaLevi says this. Uba kocha chatam doloi mahani she'ela, mishum kiven shekvar zochu behem ha-koyhanim, since gam were zoicha, v'im yishal ala truma, if you're going to be mater neder, v'yachso liyois tevel, and return it to tevel, yitzarch lahafkia zuchus shel koyin, you're going to have to be mafkia the zuchus of the koyin, u'mishum hachi loi mahani le, and therefore it's not going to help, she, loi mahani she'ela, therefore, Ma'ataras Nedarim is not going to help. The Zechia Einar Nefkas Al Yidei She'ela. Because an ownership cannot be undone by being Ma'atar Neder. Okay, fine. That's the Beis HaLevi. The Shach is found in Choshen Mishpat. A very big Shach. Simen Reish Nun Hei. Hilchos Matnas Shchiv Meira. He says, "V'nirali hatam d'davka ba'amira legavaya nehi d'have kekinyan gamor." It would appear to me the reason is as follows: that only if you have a statement to hekdish, which, by the way, a statement to hekdish is an absolute kinyan, but if it's a kinyan al yidei amira. Since Hekdish is only kind of through Amira, Asi Dibor Mavato Dibor, words could come and undo words. If I say it should be Truma, if I say it should be Hekdish, even though it's effective and Hekdish owns it, I could undo words with words. The Pasuk reveals there is Hatara by Nedarim. Deloyachel Devarayhu. You can't undo your own words. Others could undo your words. But if you gave it to the Gizbar, Amrinan, we say, Dal Amira Mehacha. Forget your words. You can have. Even if the power of regular people is not greater than Hekdesh, when somebody is kind of something, you can't undo it. If you give it to the Gizbar, Hekdesh is kind of it by drawing it. Because even by Hedyoit, you can't undo Mashiach. Basically, the Shach says a different lambdas. The Beis HaLevi said that She'ela could only undo status, it can't undo ownership. The Shach has a different lambdas, an amazing lambdas. He says the way Heter works, the way She'ela works, is words come and undo words. So if all I have was words to Hekdesh, words to the Kohen, I could undo them through She'ela. But if I gave it to them, which is a maisa, is a kinyan, then loy asi dibor mavatel kinyan. Asi dibor mavatel dibor, loy asi dibor mavatel kinyan. That's the Shach. Now, we're going to see the Noi de Behuda. The Noi de Behuda has a different lambdas. The Noi de Behuda also quotes the Rajba. That once tzedakah comes to a gabbai, you can't be mater. And the Noi de Behuda says, the Noi de Behuda is found in your Madura Tinyana, your Adesim Kufnun Dalet. He says it's not unanimously held. There are those who say you could be mater even once it comes to the Gizbar. But it's hard to go against the Rajba. Therefore, says the Noi de Behuda, I'm trying to look for a room to be makel, even according to the Rajba, to undo a neder once it was given. Now the Rajba compares undoing hekdesh to the mikdash to truma biad kayin. So let's read the nedarim. Va'oymar ani hamilsa gufa time abay. This really needs logic. Va'loy mashiy sheila lehekdesh. The reason why sheila works by hekdesh shumishum dezed doyma lehekdesh b'tos. Because it's like if I'm mashal on it, it's like I was makdesh b'tos the kaimalon sheino hekdesh. Chmaisha takti level devrei atur. Who cares if the coin has it? Let's say someone made a mistake. And he took chulin. And he thought it was truma. Let's say like this. Let's say someone made a mistake. He took chulin. He thought it was truma. And he gave it to a coin. If you find out after that it's chulin, the coin can't keep it. And say, well, I was already zoicha in it. Okay, it's nice you're zoicha in it, but you weren't given chuma. You were given chulin by mistake. Give it back. So why can't we say the same thing? Yes, you gave it to the kohen, but now I'm matar on it, so he never got chuma. You ready for this? This is awesome. So far we saw two lamdasin. It happens to be Rebbe Lezer mitzvahs. You could retract even chuma once it's in the hands of the kohen. The Rosh and the Ran say you can't. Why not? The Beis Halevi says you can't do other people's zechus in something. The Shach says loy asi dibur mevatel kinyan. The Noi Debihuda says, you ready? What are you going to do? You're going to come to the Kohen? If you didn't give it to the Kohen, you could say, you know what? I made a truma, but if I would have known what kind of Kohen, I never would have. Fine. So there's nothing the Kohen could do. Maybe you're lying. Maybe you really did mean it to give it at Truma, but there's nothing the Kohen can do because you have it. So how much? The onus is on the Kohen. But once the Kohen is holding it, the Kohen says, I don't believe you. You would have been matter it. Get lost. I don't think that's a good nether. No, you're saying you wouldn't have done it. I'm saying, yeah, you would have. You would have. You're a liar. I don't believe you. So he says, give it back. He said, no, I'm holding it. Nice try. That's the lamdas. Oimer ani shetama davrhu misham dechol sheila upesachu shehanoider amer el molei hayisi oidea davrzeh loy hayisi noider va'omnam emena davr ms. Let's say it's not true. V'hu meshaker. Let's say he's lying. Avol beems afim hoyo oidea shoyekach hoyo noider. Let's say the truth is he would have made the neder even if he would have known what kind of kind is. Ein loy haTorah. Elo sheina nutzrichin lechashda bezeh. We don't have to suspect he's lying. The rabbi who listens to the guy who's being matar is neder, he takes him at face value. Why shouldn't the rabbi take him at face value? But why would the kohen take the guy at face value? It's in the kohen's pocket. So the kohen can say, I don't believe you're a liar. This is a long-standing feud, you know. You hear a story, and I'm always a skeptic. I said, come on. Everyone, my family said, why don't you believe it? You know? I said, if you want to believe it, you could believe it. There's no chiyuv for me to believe the story. I'm not mechuyev to believe the story. You want to believe it. It makes you feel good to believe it. I don't think it could have happened. So the kohen has no chiyuv to believe this guy. Aval ha-kohen einu mechuyev la-aminoi. V'yachal ha-kohen loymer. She'ulai ata meshaker. Maybe you're lying. Lefishat derezugah many hachuma atoimer kach. Maybe because you want it back. Vena koin mechuyv lamino lachsulai. Say, give him the benefit of the doubt. I do. I give you the benefit of the doubt that you're very hungry and you want your food back. But the only thing is, you already gave it to me. So I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that you're a good guy and you're hungry. The only thing is, you gave it to me. So, you know, if you want tzedakah, I could give you tzedakah, but I'm not giving this back to you. What if he doesn't want to use a Pesach? A Pesach is if he would have known X, Y, and Z, but rather he wants to use Charata, that he regrets it. That's another form of Hatarah. The way Charata works is you have to show that you never really wanted to do it. Let's say he says, originally I wanted to do it, but now I don't want it. Well, I have a charata. It's not going to work. And the halacha is you have to be very careful not to say you're mischaret meyikari unless you are borer that you really never wanted to do it. Otherwise, it doesn't work. When you go to a chacham, the chacham believes you that really you never would have wanted to do it. But the kohen's not mechuyev laminoi and to be machzir the truma. Therefore, once it goes in the hands of the kohen, loy matzi mitchal. The same thing by the gizbar. Once you give it to the gizbar, the aniyim say, you know, it's very nice that you really didn't want to give it to us. You didn't think we're deserving aniyim. We don't believe you. We don't believe you. Now you're saying if you would have known X, Y, and Z, you want your money back. So there are really four approaches to the sugya. This is actually, a little bit of a cop-out of, because the ikar sugya of how the gedulim are mevatel, the ikar is a really an endless, vast sugya. This is a very beautiful little pocket here in the sugya where the Gemara says that by truma, you can't be matir, it's not darash shematim because it already came in the hand of the kohen. So what? You know, we never really focused on so what it came into the hand of the kohen. So the Rush brings Rabbi Elazar demits. No, it means once it came into the hands of the kohen can't be matir it because he's not the one who made it truma in the first place. I can't be matir, you are neder. You call it truma, I can't be matir it. So the question then is, could the Yisrael be matir it? So the Rush says, yeah, he could, but it's not likely, because he already gave it, why would he be matir it? And therefore it's called davar she'ein loy matirin, because it's not typical. But most Rishonim learn that it's going on the Yisrael, that the Yisrael cannot be matir the neder once it comes into the hands of the kohen. Why? So the Beis HaLevi says, because Hatara does not give you the right to be mafkia zechuyos. It doesn't sound like that we don't believe you, according to the Beis. It's not like in the alumnus of the Beis HaLevi, it's not that we don't believe you. It's that the koyach of Hatara was only given to remove a status that you created through your dibur, but not if somebody was took rights to something, then there's no koyach HaTorah to undo that. That's the Beis HaLevi. The Shach says, the lumdus of HaTorah is osi dibur umevatel dibur, but once a kinyan is made, loy osi dibur mevatel maisa. It's a matter of the strength of the HaTorah. HaTorah kumater something of equal strength, not something of greater strength. And the Noid Yehuda says, simply, once the other person takes it, now it's a matter of believability. See, until the other person takes it, there's no reason for the Rav, who's mater, not to take you at face value. But the kohen, or the person who's losing out, has no obligation to believe that you really want to undo this thing. Okay, that's a very nice little topic here. Okay, I wish you all a Freilich and Chanukah. Bracha v'atzlacha. The Monday, Agra de Pirkei Shir, which is usually at 11:50 Monday morning. This week is Tuesday morning, 11:50. If that makes any difference. Okay, kol tov everyone. Hatzlacha. Have a good day. Kol tov.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Hatzlacha, kol tov, Freilichen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.